Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ever watch your pet sleep and wonder what they're dreaming about? Maybe it's them chasing a ball on a grassy field next to your new duplex, or catching the frisbee in front of your single-family home. Or perhaps they're zooming around the kitchen of your open-concept condo. Whatever their dream setting looks like, you can rest assured that you'll find the most pet-friendly rental listings on Apartments.com. The place to find a pet-friendly place.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagelin. You got, oh man, Corey Majors. And of course, the famous Alec Medford. We're going to talk with Michael Chiklis in just a few minutes. But I got a couple of updates for you. Specifically, if you want, we can start in the college football world. The NCAA is, in fact, eliminating the spring transfer portal window for football. We had talked about that. Coaches had expressed desire for that to be the case, and it looks like the NCAA, at least what they announced yesterday, is going to go down that route for Division I. And then also, the head of ESPN, and I think this would be magical, says that the network would love to talk to college football executives about a college football red zone with Fox. And so, Corey, I know you're
overload for me.
I know you're a big advocate of red zone for NFL football. In fact, I know people love it.
How many games are played like at a time
of
football,
like,
you think?
25?
Okay.
Depending on how the time slot falls, you could easily have 25 games going at once, I'll bet.
Okay, that's a lot of back and forth bouncing around. For whoever the director is, that job would be insane.
Right.
But yeah, I hope that it's something that can be approved. I think it would be really cool for for college football fans. It would be like a mecca for them. I really think so.
We are going to have to pick Carter's brain about this because I do kind of wonder about that sense of overload, like you said. And you're like, oh my God, I need to know what happened in this other game. And you're like, well, aren't you monitoring these 17? You're like, yes, but I need to get an update on the 18.
Well, and that's the greatness of the Octobox is whenever they say, you know what, we're going to go 8 different games on one screen. And even though it's so tiny, you're like, man, I need a bigger TV so that I can. So maybe it's the TV, big TV is like, this is good for us.
And then one more quick note for you. I know we haven't talked a whole ton of hockey in the offseason, but Jim Nill had this to say about the negotiations with Jason Robertson's team. He said the negotiation market right now with the players in the league has come to a standstill, and it's a standstill too with Jason. Now, he said that yesterday. I don't know if that's just in general because of the economics of hockey, or a lot of people are just wanting to see what exactly that Connor McDavid number does come in at, with some people speculating around $16.5 million, and if that's going to kind of reset the way that hockey contracts fall after that. So that might be one of the reasons for the pause as well. Also said they're going to keep their captain and assistant the same, but they will lean a lot on Rantanen because of his skill and experience in the upcoming season.
Well, and he's, you know, when we got him here, we used him differently than he'd been used to being used.
Sure.
Like, we were using him in a way where we were like, no, you're part of this line. And then we were like, hold on, you're part of this line and this line because you are a
you
high
needed it, yeah.
guy. And so that's one of the things that they could lean on that for sure, and that could be a benefit to them. I do have the curiosity of our expectation for them this season. Is it just as high as it typically is? Have we changed that for them because they've been at this point so many different times? Are we just like, we're going to get a great season, we're going to get a good, fun playoff run, fingers crossed that we can get through to that next place.
Just for the player or for the team in general?
The team.
Okay.
Yeah, the team specifically. The player, good gosh, man. I'm going to have a lot of fun watching him individually. Because of what he can do.
Yeah, Alec, I'm going to go ahead and answer that question on air. It's just easier. Let's go ahead and do that. Right now, then, we're going to switch gears. Michael Chiklis is, I don't know, either fighting crime or getting rid of all of the rocks and everything like that. And so he cannot make it at the moment. So we're going to move that around. And instead, we're going to go to breaking down the Bears. Unless you want to talk more hockey, we can do that as well. All right.
Let's finish that real quick.
Okay.
What is your expectation for the team?
Look,
and
man.
You expected a sensational season from the individual player.
Nothing has changed in terms of, to me, it's once again Stanley Cup or bust. And I know people are going to talk about the great seasons that the Stars had the last 3 years. Back to back to back Western Conference Finals. What a magical world that must be to even get to one conference final, let alone three in a row. But you saw that the Stars had the same... They had essentially the same feeling as I did, Stanley Cup or bust, because guess what? They didn't make it, and they got rid of their coach. By the way, their former coach now did step out and say he wished he would have rephrased it and not made it sound. He was very clear, like, I'm not saying it was Ottinger's fault, but he goes, I can look back on it and say I wish I would have set it up differently so the team would have taken more of the blame.
Which is what we were, like, I don't remember it. I was pushing for that. It felt like he... made the example of the goalie as a way to say, hey, Agreed. Everybody has to rally on this. That's your guy. Then you need to play better. That was what I was pushing at the time, and I still believed it. And after he gave it lots of thought, he felt that way. They've always been such a team-centric group.
Yeah.
Where it's like nobody's really stand out, one great goal scorer, one this, one that. This is going to be a different season for me watching because I'm watching one player that could have an exceptional season, you know, that could be, he could have a record breaking season. It could be, he is a star on a different level. And I wonder if it changes the dynamic of the team.
Right.
And how Gullitson plans to manage that.
One more note about that. I don't know if hockey fans will be pumped about this. They asked the players, what do you think about an 84 game season? 32 of the 39 players who responded said, I like it. Because the trade-off would be there would be a shorter training camp and fewer preseason games and no fitness testing starting, not this season, but the season after that. And guess what?
And you're saying rich athletes are like, I would love less of those opportunities for me to have to stress my body.
Yes, okay. But except for in the game,
because
you would think that's way more, and you know the owners are going to support it because that's the opportunity for more income. So just wanted to make note of that at a time when people are arguing that I'd love to see the NHL season shorter. It honestly looks like there's a better chance that the hockey season is going to be longer.
From the 254, what I hear is Kevin saying the Stars are going to go undefeated this year. And you know what, Kevin? If you say that, I don't think you've ever been more right.
I mean...
Are you saying that a team can't go 82-0?
Correct.
This is just...
Hey, look, this guy, I'm going to make it easier for everyone.
Miracles.
Just know this is my stock opinion.
You're
going to
tell me you don't think the Rangers can get into the playoffs.
I mean, I feel like we went over that in the first segment, and I don't want to repeat that same opinion right now. But this is my stock answer till the end of organized athletics, all right? As currently constructed schedule-wise, except for the NFL, no team in Major League Baseball, the NHL, or the NBA will ever go undefeated under the current scheduling in the regular season. I do not feel like that should be a fringy opinion whatsoever.
I hope you're wrong.
Okay, well, hope in one hand, take a crap in the other, and see which fills up first. All right, go ahead and give me cut number 8, because we need to do a little bit of breaking down the Bears.
They just got it away on third and long. Watch out. Picked off. There's Wright down the sideline. Gets a block. And now a touchdown. The former Vikings. Pick 6.
All right. So that right there is the lone turnover on the early season for the Chicago Bears. We talked a lot yesterday about how much that defense had struggled. I didn't realize how jarring one of the statistics was until this morning. What do you think the Bears are giving up as a defense per play? Number of yards?
5.6.
7.1.
Jeez.
It probably will not.
That's good for us.
Yes, that's great for us because it will probably not surprise you to know, Corey, that that is the worst in the NFL. All mm-hmm. right, to start. So perhaps that means that will lead people to go ahead and want to pick the over. I don't know if that will be the case, but perhaps that will be the play for you. Now, a couple of things about the Bears' trends these first two games. We talked about it yesterday. The Bears have scored a touchdown in their first possession in both games. The rest of those other two halves, they've scored a total of 10 points.
Oh, okay.
So, if you can, I'm not even saying like, if you can force a punt on the first possession, great. But if you can just keep them out of the end zone, that is a huge step in the right direction.
So, what that tells you is their first 15 are pretty well done.
Yes, I would agree with that.
They and Broadus kind of mentioned that about the Cowboys, too, is that after their first 15, it seems like they kind of got astray, you know.
Yes.
And with the Bears here, that's that sound. So, okay. And Ben Johnson, whenever he knows what his script is, obviously that's going to be very strong for him. So, yeah, if you can, you know, fight within that, then you have a better chance. I like it.
Now, let's go back to their defense because this is an astonishing number as well. In the last five quarters, the Chicago Bears have given up 73 points. Because we talked about what we talked about what an ass kicking the Lions put on them.
Yes.
But think about this. In the quarter before that, Minnesota went off. They scored three touchdowns in the fourth quarter. So in the last five quarters, the Chicago Bears have given up 73 points. And so this is a scenario in which I'm not saying you can't win a 17-14 game, but I will be thoroughly disappointed if this Cowboys team, even if they win, walks out of this game scoring like 17 or 20 points, because this is a Bears defense that have shown to be very susceptible. And Jalen Johnson is out with a groin injury. This is an opportunity to just really bury them.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they have some good players on that defense. They have good players. There are a lot of Qs next to those players right now. Questionable,
yes.
As you said, doubtful.
Yes.
With Jalen Johnson,
he's not going to play.
Exactly. They have some guys on that team that can play. They don't look like they can right now. And this Cowboys team offensively should be able to unload. They really should. Defensively, though, here's the thing, Kevin. You know what happened? You know how many minutes the first drive the Giants had was against the Cowboys? It was over 8 minutes.
Wow.
Over 8 minutes. And that's when I was like, I'm going to start tracking this because this feels long. And then yeah. I was like, I'm tracking this the rest of the game. They beat them in possession. And that first drive was the big factor there. If the Bears do that against the Cowboys and beat them in possession, they could end up being similar situation where your offense is having to catch up real quick instead of being out in front.
Now, I get a sense, Alec. I can just tell. You're like, that's great. There's a lot of information, a lot of football information. I need something a little bit more fun. Is that the vibe I'm getting from you?
Sure.
Okay,
fun
good.
Fun is great.
Thank you for that. All right, what color do you think the middle nail on the right hand of Caleb Williams will be for this game? And this game alone, any wagers that you have on this will not carry over into future games. This is for Sunday and Sunday alone. What color do you think the middle nail will be on Caleb Williams' right hand? Because, yes, I do have the betting odds for that.
For his NFL debut, he painted his nails orange and blue.
Which makes sense.
Because he's
on the Bears.
I think, let's see, what month is this? Okay, maybe. I'm going to go with blue, Cowboys blue.
Ooh,
because
okay.
He really wants to play for the Cowboys.
All right, now, Alec, there's an opportunity for you to steal. Blue is only 5-1. That's fourth on the list. You can tell that Corey, for month reasons, clearly chickened out and didn't say rainbow. That is 14-1.
I thought it was suicide prevention month.
I know, that's what I'm saying. It's okay. Not the other month.
Yeah, sure.
All right. What color will that nail be?
It's tough. I kind of want to throw a curveball and say clear.
Ooh, I like it.
I'm going to go, you know what? I'm going to go basic. I'm going to say that it will be black.
That is the favorite. It goes black, purple, pink or red, and blue. I'm fascinated by that pink or red play because you get two different colors. All right, now, enough fun. Back to important football numbers.
Okay.
Something that I think the Cowboys could have a huge advantage in, and you could probably argue this in a lot of the games, is the special teams. Keep an eye out on this. Cairo Santos made one of two field goals and had a really important miss going back to that week one game against the Vikings. Because of that, the Bears added Jake Moody to their practice squad. There's been discussions already about making a change. Now, that doesn't mean that it's all going to fall apart, but you have a kicker that feels as automatic as there is in Brandon Aubrey. And meanwhile, it's only week three and there's already been discussions about that. Corey, I know you don't want to play for field goal after field goal.
No, no.
But just keep an eye out on that if you're looking for something that could tip the scales, because this is a point spread that is still very tight.
It is. Yeah. And you're right. That is the margin, is him. He's the difference in margin for pretty much any game.
Right.
Because if it's a... So I don't like first, second, third quarter playing for field goal.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I love the idea that in the fourth quarter, if you just went down by 2 points and all you have to do, the kickoff is set at the 35-yard line.
Yeah.
And all you have to do is get 15 yards.
Right.
And you can win the game. I love having that weapon. But I do prefer, let's go out there and have our offense be something amazing that is unstoppable.
Yeah, I would love that
not
as
we're,
well.
Not we're playing conservative and hoping that, for the best at 50 yards.
And the Cowboys are favored by 1.5, but I've just...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
There's artificial intelligence, then there's apartmental intelligence. Yep, it's a thing. Apartments.com knows how to find the exact place you have in mind. Want a 3-bedroom condo in a walkable downtown? Done. Or that single family home with a yard and a quiet neighborhood? Easy. With over 1 million rental listings, plus search tools that make moving simple, their apartmental intelligence can get you a place that gets you. Visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
I'm weary of that line because I thought going into the Giants game, even when the line jumped from 3.5 to kind of closer to 4.5 or 5, I still thought the Cowboys would cover that easy. Obviously, they did not. And so now the Bears, as a road underdog, could be a dangerous bet there as well. with the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's do some NFL overreaction or reality. Plus, it's North Texas Giving Day if you want to shout out who you would like to donate some money to. And the ultimate fan giveaway. All happening next right here on The Fan.
Snap goes to Prescott. Handoff, Williams up the middle, plowing for the touchdown. I guess Javonte Williams will be okay.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. We have three calls to action right here, if you're ready. Call to action number one. Can you go back to posting what you were going to eat for dinner or lunch or whatever on Facebook? That way I can give you a fake like, or I can just not care, as opposed to tearing down longstanding friendships or family relationships or whatever. Just if we can go back to that.
It was a good time that we complained about too much.
We did.
We were like, hey, old person, nobody cares. And now everybody has to care.
Call to action number two. I don't know if these will get more serious or not. Call to action number two. Taco Bueno, tomorrow, 7940 North Central Expressway. Look.
Tweet us your party box.
Absolutely. It's going to be tomorrow, which is a Friday, but my birthday isn't a Sunday, and I'm hoping I can co-opt this date to also partially celebrate my birthday at the Taco Bueno in Dallas off of 7940 North Central Expressway. But perhaps the most important call to action, you know, it's an opportunity to win a one-of-a-kind experience. Your chance for the ultimate Cowboys fan hang, presented by our friends at Whataburger. You and a guest will enjoy game day inside the Star on the very seats where the team breaks down its plays. Add in cheerleaders, add in a former player to hang out with you, Whataburger, swag bag, and I don't know, man, I feel like that's a cool thing, don't you?
That is very cool, man. Oh, is that on me? Let's give something away!
877-881-1053. Caller number 10.
Now.
Will win this very opportunity for you and a guest. Caller number 10 right now, 877-881-1053. We hope you win. Mm. If you do not, your next opportunity to win will be at 2:30 during the G-Bag Nation right here on 105.3 The Fan. Now, let's do some NFL overreaction or reality.
Let's do it.
Hopefully the reality is y'all are calling and winning right now. Corey, overreaction or reality? You are excited about the Jadeveon Clowney signing.
I am. I think that's a reality. I'm not overly excited, though.
I got you.
And I'm not unnecessarily excited. I like the continued pursuit of adding to the team when you have the resources to do it. Not the BS that we're going to do it and then not doing it. So the fact that they are saying, hey, we're going to churn this roster as much as we can, and we're going to add to it if we can. If there are people out there that we think can help us, we're going to try and bring them in. There's lots of reasons I like the addition. I'm not expecting 20 sacks from him.
Sure.
So that's like you have to really have a good understanding of your expectation here. But I think it's exciting to bring in a player that I think can be a DeMarcus Lawrence type help at a very cheap rate for this team. So hopefully it can turn out for him, man.
Man, I think I'm with you, and I like that it was a reasonable kind of Javonte Williams style contract, which is what we threw out, $3.5 million with the opportunity in bonuses to get up to $6 million. Hopefully he hits those bonuses because that means he maybe had a better than expected season.
For real, yes.
And it doesn't particularly put a big dent in your salary cap space going into the next season. All right. NFL overreaction or reality. Tom Brady should either not be allowed to participate in production meetings or not be in the coach's booth during games.
That was a tough question. It's a little bit confusing, but I'm going to try.
Okay. And
because I care about you.
And here's the thing. I don't like what the NFL tried to throw out their semantical arguments of. They're like, well, he's not allowed at the facility for production meetings. And you're like, hold on. So he's not allowed in production meetings. And you're like, well, that's not what we said.
Do you agree with Ben Johnson? I ain't got to tell them anything.
Yes, but I don't know if everybody is like that.
And I don't, like, some, Kevin, you know us. When it comes to interviewing, we get people to say words that they never expected they would
say.
Right?
The first part I agree with, too.
Like, we've gotten Jerry Jones to tell us things that he did not intend to say. Or maybe he did. But because what you do is you get people comfortable. You get them comfortable, they then tell you, oh, hey, you know what? My quad actually is kind of hurting me today.
Right.
And nobody knew that before, but because you went in there with the intention. So, like, the intention of it, I don't think he should have that access to those interviews if he's going to be involved in any of the stuff. If he just wants to turn a headset on and listen, I'm okay. But if he wants to turn the headset on and then pull the microphone down and go, hey, by the way, guys, this guy's attack him. Then I'm not okay with that at all.
Alec, overreaction or reality? Tom Brady should either not be allowed in production meetings or not be allowed in a coach's booth during a game.
I'm going to say reality because I want to stay consistent with what I said yesterday because I believe it's true. Do you want to be Tom Brady, the football ops guy, or do you want to be Tom Brady, the broadcaster? You got to make a decision there. And you got to give up something if you're going to do both, which is the access to either your team in that way or every other team. And I'd say you have to give up the access to every other team. But then that raises an issue for Fox because then it's going to be, how do you get your information? And I know Mickey had a great point where he was like, other people can just be like, hey, Tom, this is what somebody told me. And it's like, okay, cool. And then he has that info. But you know, I bet Tom Brady is a lot easier to talk football with and accidentally say some stuff you shouldn't say, you know, on the record than, you know, any of these professional broadcasters that might walk into a production meeting. So it's weird. It's a really weird situation, but my end result is still reality.
And think about, too, sometimes, oh, my gosh, it's Tom Brady.
Yeah.
I'm talking to the great one, or not the great one because that's Gretzky, but the GOAT, if you will. I'm talking to this. I can't believe he's chatting me up, telling me how much he loves my game.
Yeah.
How good I am at this. Yeah, of course I'm going to tell him some extra stuff. Kevin, can I read something to you real quick?
Let me tell you this. Antonio Pierce, who was coaching the Raiders last year when Brady became an official part owner, said it's foolish to think he won't share info with the Raiders.
Absolutely. Absolutely, and I appreciate you bringing that nugget to the world because I think that's important too. I did want to. This is something that we've been tracking. We discussed yesterday.
Yeah,
I hoped I was adamant. What I feel I've seen inconsistently from the Cowboys' offensive line is better than what I think the numbers told us. We both said that yesterday, right? Yeah. Like those numbers tell us that, but we also feel like what we see is a little bit better than what those numbers actually say. Clayton Adams said on Tyler Guyton today, there's been some really good reps and there's been some reps that he probably wants back. And so we're continuing to try and work on consistency, but I think he's in a really good place mentally. Anytime you have, you obviously, as Boach says, you want a guy to have high confidence. At least he's not down on himself and he's like, I'm still working. But as he said, really good reps, but still things, consistency is still the key for the entire offensive line right now.
Now,
reaction or reality?
I think that's a reality. Yeah. Because that just feels very, look, you know how I feel. I like even-handed breakdowns or things where you're not made to look ridiculously good.
Yeah.
And so the idea is that's fair. He's had some really good reps, but also some reps that I'm like, hey, what are you doing?
Yeah, he said it the nice way.
Yeah,
he said reps that he would like to have back. That's a nice way of saying,
hey, what are you
crappy ones
yes.
too.
Yes, absolutely. All right, overreaction reality. Corey, I'm going to tell you, most of these are my questions. This question I saw from Bleacher Report, so don't kill the messenger. Overreaction or reality, Ben Johnson is a fraud.
As a head coach or a play caller?
Well, and that's the thing, because people will point to both. It's just been two games, but an 0-2 start. Meanwhile, the Lions still scored 52 points. Ironically,
Aaron Glenn's a fraud too.
The team.
Like, there are a lot of new head coaches this year.
Could be.
Schottenheimer's not then, because he's 1-1.
Boom! Not my question.
I don't. I'll wait the full season before I answer that question correctly. but I don't think he is. I think he's a creative play caller. However, being a head coach is different. Being a head coach, everything falling on you, you having to be not just a guy that, like, whenever Ben Johnson was with Dan Campbell, everything could defer to Dan Campbell. The mentality, the personality of the team, everything goes to what he is. Now everything's on you. And so I think we're going to see that play out this season. Again, creative play caller, have zero clue who he is as a man, and if those men in that room are going to say, I buy into what he's selling.
Alec, I hope you don't mind. We'll move to the next one. That one was specifically for Corey. I just wanted to see how he would react.
Who won, by the way?
Let's see. Grab my handy-dandy paper. It is Tolo, James, and Murphy.
Yes, James and Murphy.
Today.
I feel bad because someone texted in and said F. I was caller number 8. I'm sorry you were so close. Hopefully on G-Bag, you'll win or be caller number 9. And then the next go, caller number 10.
Would you rather be caller number 9 or caller number 11?
Do they?
If it's caller number 10.
Caller number 11. Because then I'm like, I did my best. You know, like
9, you're like, I was there. Yeah. I was there.
Somebody would have distracted me for a millisecond. All right. Now, this one I'm going to have to explain a little bit, but I just want you to ponder. NFL overreaction to reality. Punters will soon be obsolete. Now, you think about the new touchback rules, people being more aggressive on fourth down decisions, kickers just standing around like Brandon Aubrey.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ever walked past a place for rent and wish you could just peek inside? Maybe even explore the layout? Envision the natural light streaming through the windows, or plan where your vinyl record collection would go. At Apartments.com, you can. With tools like their 3D virtual tours, you can see the exact unit you'd be living in. Really envision yourself in your new home with Apartments.com. The place to find a place.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Who can kick the ball from midfield? Think about it. You get the ball to 35. If you can get more kickers who eventually will evolve and they can kick the ball from midfield, that's just 15 yards. You got coaches who are already aggressive on fourth down. Overreaction or reality? Punters will soon be obsolete.
Oh, well, I hate that because punters are people too.
That is true.
I believe McAfee had that on a t-shirt at one point. I'm going to say overreaction. I understand why they would be in that case, and I understand how they can be. But I think the league is smart enough, as you've seen with the kickoff changes just this year, they kind of figured that out. You know, so far, I know it's only been 2 weeks, I like what they've done with the kickoff. I think they finally found a sweet spot. I think after, if it does get to the point where the punters are feeling kind of useless, I think they're going to kind of shift and alter things again to keep that position, because then it's going to turn into an NFLPA issue where we don't want to pay punters as much because they're not really doing as much as they used to. So I think they got to keep everybody happy. So I'll say overreaction, but you might see some residuals of the new kickoff rule for sure.
Corey? It's an overreaction. Oh. I don't think they'll ever get rid of kicking as I've always wanted them to. But
there's some.
The
kicking.
More Dan Campbells we get in this world, and the more Dan Quinns, the closer we get to
it. And the more Brandon Aubreys.
Yeah. That's that. Yeah. Well, and Brandon Aubreys are fine, but it's the guys that go for it on fourth down, because even if they go, they're going to go for it on fourth down if there's no Brandon Aubrey. You know what I'm saying?
I mean.
So they'll say, hey, we'll go for it. So the more of those, Kevin. Even on 4th and 27, I'm like, go for it, man. What's the worst that could happen?
NFL overreaction or reality? Mark Andrews is still broken from the playoffs. So it's been 2 games. He has 2 catches for 7 yards.
How many targets? Do you have that number?
I will look that up.
Because if it's 2 catches on 10 targets, that's bad.
Yes.
And that's the yips in my mind. But I also understand...
Lamar Jackson's like, no.
I haven't watched every target either. And
only
so that's,
4 targets.
So that's where I'm questioning now. How much does Lamar trust him? Because there's been that trust plenty of times, and it's worked out for him. Or is the game just not calling for it? But it seems like it would call for it a lot more often.
By the way, I feel so bad for some of the people listening. I was caller number 3 yesterday on G-Bag. I've been caller number 6 and caller number 1. Oh,
too good at it.
So close. Alec, overreaction or reality? Mark Andrews is still broken from the playoffs.
I'm going to say reality in the way that the team probably thinks that, because I just think they're not game planning for him to get the ball anymore. I think it is a Lamar thing, a coaching staff thing where they're like, he doesn't look like the same guy since then.
Yeah, he does not.
So maybe it's not just what he's actively doing on the field. Maybe he's running some of the best routes of his career. Like Corey said, I haven't watched every single play that he's been on the field for. Maybe he is doing his job to the best of his ability, but those around him are just like, hey, let's get the ball to other people. Right. Also, we have this guy named Derrick Henry who's pretty good too. We'd like to hand the ball to him every now and then. So I think they've kind of phased him out. And if we want to use Corey logic, you know, in itself here, he's 30. He's getting old.
Old man right there.
Yeah. Get a new tight end.
A young man's game.
NFL overreaction or reality. The Bengals are cursed. This is the first time in 7 years they've been 2-0. Their reward for that is to lose Toe Burrow.
Reality. I believe in curses.
There are some questions on here, Alec. I'm so excited when you guys say reality.
And like that, how crappy is that? That you had a plan to get started. Anybody else on the team, except for Ja'Marr Chase, you're probably like, that's fine. But Joe Burrow, who is now considered injury prone after many, many moments, many injuries, wrist injury, calf injury, this injury, like there's lots of them. That's just brutal for Bengals players and fans alike.
Alec, overreaction or reality? The Bengals are cursed.
Kevin, I get to make your day because it's a reality.
Hell yeah!
And you know what they're cursed by? Karma. I think this is just indicative of the work that they did not do in the offseason to try to help Joe Burrow be protected across that offensive line, and a little bad juju because of the whole situation with Trey Hendrickson, rather.
Let me pause you there, because I'm going to give you my bonus question then involving the person you just said. Cool. Bonus overreaction to reality. The Bengals don't really want to pay Trey Hendrickson long-term anyway, so they might as well just go ahead and trade him.
Reality. Especially now that the quarterback is hurt.
Yeah, exactly. Like exactly.
They've shown that they don't care enough to get this done. There's been an unwillingness, even in the long-term conversations that they had. The thing was not having any guaranteed money at the end of the deal. Like, that was all the reports was they don't want to guarantee him money the older he gets. So they don't want him to be there long term. It's clear as day.
Kevin, I kind of like Jake Browning a little bit. I'm not saying he's anything like Joe Burrow. Like, I don't think he's Joe Burrow-esque at all.
So you don't think he's going to get hurt?
Geez, dude, come on. But he had 1,900 yards in, I don't know, 8 games or something like that a couple seasons ago. He had 12-7 touchdown interception ratio. Nothing brilliant.
Yeah.
But I think with what they have offensive weapon-wise, he can be an effective guy. But you're right. The defense isn't as great as it needs to be, and the offensive line is not either. I don't think they would trade him, though. I just don't think they would. But
Corey, I've got great news for you.
Two firsts from the Cowboys. Kenny Clark.
Okay, look, for professional purposes, obviously, that two would be first amazing if that happened. Well, now I don't want to say deal. I got too caught up in the last thing that you said on that list. From the 940, I guess it's just me, but I feel like they can still be above 500 with Browning. Not just you. Corey might be with you on that. By the way, I just want to let people know our phone system has a couple of different mechanisms for when things are busy. And so some people get a busy signal. Some people kind of get the pick up and click. That's not Alec hanging up on you. That's part of our phone system.
But if you hear Alec's glorious voice,
it's already a win.
Then you know.
Yeah.
Unless he's picking up to tell you you didn't win.
Oh, well, that could happen too.
Well,
NFL overreaction or reality. Passing yards do not matter with Jalen Hurts. Now, we go back to that thing with Chris Jones when he was like, you didn't even get 100 yards, which was incorrect. You got 101
passing. Yeah, get your facts right and before you say them on air.
And then Jalen Hurts, good point. Jalen Hurts responded, we won the game, MF-er, which I thought was a really good response. And so Jalen Hurts, 15-22 for 101 yards, but last year he had 39 total touchdowns, so just 4 turnovers, and he's thrown for less than 150 yards plenty of times, and they've won. So overreaction or reality, passing yards do not matter with Jalen Hurts.
I think that's a reality. Now, will it matter in arguments by the media? Absolutely.
Sure.
Because those are the numbers that you go to prove your point. But I think when you go to quarterback wins, that's the one that proves the point the most. That's like Tom Brady probably was like, hey, Bill, can I throw 52 touchdowns this year? Can I just get a shot at it? And he's like, right. Yeah, you know what? We're at a point now. As long as we're winning, yes, we'll do that.
Yeah.
And with Jalen Hurts, he just wants to stack up the wins, win a Super Bowl. You know, like that's his mindset. They built this system around him. They have quality players around him on purpose. And like that's the whole point of it. The head coach knows too. I got a guy that I trust in the pocket. I got a guy that I trust to run this offense and that the guys have enough respect for to follow. And that's all I need because we have a system in place that can win us games more often than not. So, yeah, I don't think passing yards matter unless you get into a situation where some of your talent's been depleted.
Right.
And now it is on him to be the guy to make those clutch throws.
Alec, what say you?
A reality because the way the team is constructed right now, and it alludes to what Corey just said, whenever they do have to make those tough decisions with the salary cap because of the big deals that they've handed out over the past couple years and those start to add up, then you're going to have to start looking at him like, okay, he needs to kind of carry the team here and move the ball down the field when you got Saquon Barkley, when you've got a trio, really, of good receivers. That wide receiver 3 position seems to always be solid for them, no matter who's actually playing it.
Yeah.
But like that team is just really, really good. It's like the Kyle Shanahan method of don't screw it up, do as you're asked, and we're probably going to win games.
Man, I'm sorry. I had one more. Do you mind if I ask one more quick one?
It's your show, man. You do whatever you want.
That's why I asked you, because it's all of our shows.
Okay, yeah. Yes, go ahead.
All right, NFL overreaction or reality. The Dolphins lose by 28-plus points tonight. Mike McDaniel is not the coach in week 4. Here's the reason why I asked that. Obviously, national TV spotlight game, but also for the Dolphins, you've got the mini-bye built in. So you have a few extra days. Maybe at 0-3, you think you can still make a run at it.
Man, I think that's a reality. I think there's plenty of opportunity. And I don't know if the GM owner's looking at that and he's been waiting for this. But, man, the what you're seeing right now is not a good football team.
No.
Can I ask you another question here or make a statement?
Yes.
And ask a question.
Yes.
Matt Eberflus on what he thinks the reaction is going to be on Sunday in Chicago. Quote, I haven't thought about it.
Lies.
Okay.
Lies.
I didn't even need to ask the question. I did not even need to ask the question. You knew what it was already.
I'm not saying he spent the whole time thinking about it, but come on.
There's, you haven't thought not about it once?
Not even for 1 second.
What?
Bull. Alec, what say you? You lose by 4+ touchdowns. That's a wrap.
It better be. Like, if I'm the owner at that point, I've put up with McDaniel and Greer, the GM, long enough. Like, I've seen a lot of really good things, but that feels like so long ago when the Dolphins were that promising young AFC team because of Mike McDaniel. Now it feels like nobody wants to play on that team. It feels like they show up because they have to. Like, they don't look motivated. I know they looked better last week, but I think the reason you're asking that question is because it absolutely could happen that they give up that many points and lose by that many.
And that's why I need to get that question in today. Now, speaking about today, today is a very special day across the community. It is North Texas Giving Day. Now, we have done multiple shows at My Possibilities in years past for North Texas Giving Day. We've got Peace-a-thon coming up a couple months. Hopefully, people know how much we love My Possibilities. I wanted to open up to you, to y'all, to our listeners. Are there any other places you want to shout out or perhaps you're going to donate money to today? And the reason why I say today is because there's a lot of companies that have matching programs. And so if you do that kind of like today or in this window, you can double your donation essentially.
As a matter of fact, Kevin, just to start things off, I just saw an email from the Sandlot. They have already hit their, they're halfway, more than halfway to their $20,000 goal. But they've already crossed the $5,000 and now are eligible for a $15,000 bonus gift from the Dallas Foundation.
There it is.
Like you just said, other organizations match and stuff like that. So
I just wanted to say that just in case people were like, well, can I donate another time? You definitely can, but today could be a really great day.
Yeah. And we've always supported Jared in his cause. He does great work and they have, I personally know they have some big stuff on the horizon. And I know where it's going. And so I'm really excited for them. So today, that's an option for you. They're, when it comes to inclusivity, they're going to be right there at the forefront of it all. And so I'm excited for them. For me personally, I grew up in the theater. I was in plays in church. I was in plays in elementary school, in high school. I was in one-act plays. And so, like, and I say this all the time, I still use that to this day. Those experiences, those friends that I made in the theater, it was an absolute blast. And Junior Players of Dallas is somebody, a group that I MC their event every year. I've been lucky enough to MC their event every year. This is, they're celebrating their 70th anniversary this year. That's significant. That's huge. And their executive director, Rosara Cruz, she is a living example of the impact for what they can do at Junior Players. It's a great opportunity. So if you want to, you can go to juniorplayers.org and then hit them up on in North Texas Giving Day, NTGD/NTGD is the place where I would say go take care of that's local right here in DFW. And they're taking care of kids that are pursuing that opportunity, being in the theater. They have plays like all the time.
Yeah.
Shakespeare with Henry. So much cool stuff.
Alec, I want to give you the opportunity as well. If there's any particular charitable cause that you care about or just want to spread the word about.
I think you can't go wrong with NAMI North Texas. I know you guys talk about them all the time for mental health resources. But one, if you want some sort of, tie-in to your local sports, how about the O'Diggy Zua Foundation? run by Oso Digizua, the Cowboys defensive tackle, help single parents and their children, get them some funding to try to get, you know, equitable access to education resources and opportunities locally and nationally to help their children get the best experiences in life. I think they do incredible work. I know that he won the NFLPA Player of the Week Award for his work in the community. Osa does incredible work. I know the morning show has had him on a couple times to discuss that work. And he's just a really good dude off the football field too. So if you want to help one of the guys that you watch every Sunday, on top of the fact that he's just a really good guy that deserves all the help he can get, though, Digizua Foundation, I'd throw that out there.
Okay, I freaking love that. From the 972, Operation Kindness, that's Texas's oldest no-kill animal shelter, the ASPCA of North Texas. I will obviously co-sign NAMI North Texas. We talk with people, all of us, all of the time, who just feel hopeless, whether it's your personal life, family and loved ones, work, whatever. So many people feel hopeless, and that's why I love NAMI North Texas. I'm going to throw out one more. I've mentioned this one before. Refugee Resources in Dallas. It is a smaller charity, especially compared to places like Sandlot, My Possibilities, and NAMI North Texas. What they do is they give refugee kids, of which we have thousands and thousands of them here in the United States. They give them an opportunity to learn to read, learn English better, and we also talk about Jesus. And like, I'm not trying to push my faith on anybody.
Whoa.
All right. I'm not trying to push my faith on anybody. I will just say, you know, I believe very much in Jesus, and I like being at a place where we learn about it, but I also like being at a place where we help kids who kind of come in behind the curve educationally because of English, that we help them like try to catch up and learn how to read at a more accelerated level for English. And the kids are just wonderful, whether it's, you know, Ling or Happy or Charles or Peter. I've had so many great experiences with kids from Refugee Resources.
A couple real quick, I just want to throw there. Somebody from the 469, shout out to the Big Brothers, Big Sisters program for all the work they do.
I was a little brother growing up because my dad wasn't around. That is a great, great charity.
And from the 972, 60 feet six, our friend Dutch Oven, Derek Holland, what he's done there, great work for lots of different areas.
Look, we've talked about this many times.
The key there.
And I know we're friends with Derek now, but like, before we even had a really strong relationship, he just showed up at My Possibilities things.
Yeah.
He shows up and does all this stuff that he's like, I'm just going to do because I want to do, not because
I need a smile on people's face, man.
Exactly. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for the C Block, starring Corey Majors and former NFL All-Pro Sean Merriman, next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ever walked past a place for rent and wish you could just peek inside? Maybe even explore the layout? Envision the natural light streaming through the windows? Or plan where your vinyl record collection would go? At Apartments.com, you can. With tools like their 3D virtual tours, you can see the exact unit you'd be living in. Really envision yourself in your new home with Apartments.com. The place to find a place.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.